Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The latest reports indicate Syria's prime minister and his family defected to Jordan. There are other reports that at least three other high-ranking government officials also fled. Mark Lewis with the Evangelical Free Church says that points to instability. Instability means chaos, and chaos means crisis. For now, their teams are focused on meeting survival needs of food, water, and blankets. However,
our ministry partners are on the ground. They're doing a whole lot of outreach and pre-evangelism relationship building. And, you know, our hope is that long-term this would lead into a great church planting opportunity.
Meanwhile, increasing violence in eastern India has feud written all over it. Ethnic rioting between the Bodo tribes people and Muslim immigrants has burned down 500 villages, killing 57 people this past month. Gospel for Asia says the attacks are now a major national crisis. 235 relief camps have been built for the 400,000 Indians seeking protection. Several GFA churches for Bodo Christians have been destroyed. Pray for their safety and for peace in the region. And the 2012 Summer Olympics in London continue, and so does ministry. Cruise, Athletes in Action, is in London, serving athletes and spectators. AIA's Carl Dabman is at the Games and says there will be a few athletes who win a gold medal.
There will be 300-some victors, but there's going to be 10,000 who go home empty. For some of them, it is a great experience. For others, they're broken. So we're here to reach out to them, but also to reach out to the fans that love sport.
Pray that seeds are planted for the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering you the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. It maintains some missions work can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out when you get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.